You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Daryl Ryder was telling me on the Sunday show he's in the market for a hat, and he's not a hat guy.
I don't think he's got a dome for a hat.
He really doesn't. However, he's trying to identify what would be a good hat for him because he's getting ready to stand out in Berea in the hot sun, and the sun's going to be beating down on his face.
He's not going to do one of those summer hats, is he?
So he's in the market for a hat. I did tell him, and it was maybe a little tongue-in-cheek, you know, advice as somebody that's also going to be out there at training camp. I told him that if the whole purpose of the hat, if it wasn't a fashion statement, it was just to seriously keep the sun out of his eyes, look into a bucket hat, look into like a sun hat, you know, like a vacation-y sun hat for Daryl.
I can see it. I actually don't think he would look that bad in it. I think he'd look worse if he did what I do, which is the ball cap, which is turned back around. I don't think he could pull that off.
I don't think so either. No.
But you're right. I kind of think like Daryl, like 50 years ago, would be a guy wearing a fedora, and you're like, this just isn't playing. Like, oh, hey, it's a bowler hats are back, and Daryl Ryder would try it. It just wouldn't. And listen, I don't either. I can only, like, watch me try and wear a cowboy hat. I look ridiculous. It's got to be a big-ass cowboy hat. I got a huge melon on me.
Oh, me
I mean,
too.
This thing is problematic. Like, I remember in football camp when they had to order me a special-sized helmet because that's how big my dome was. And by the way, didn't stop me from practicing, which didn't stop me from breaking teeth that I still have to deal with now. We were smart. We were young and smart. But yeah, anything else? Like, I would love to wear a cowboy. I would love to wear any hat. I just look like such a jabroni that I can't put myself out in that way. Because if I know, listen, I'm way hard on myself. If I know I don't look good, I expect you to call me out on it, and I'm just not there.
Yeah, right. So like maybe bucket hat was the wrong word because I don't need him to look like, you know, like a 2000s rapper at training camp.
That's exactly what I need him to look like.
But I think maybe a fisherman hat is more so what I was after.
I was thinking like Joe C.
Something with the rope, you know, something with the rope under the chin.
So we're talking about the same thing. Yeah. But
yeah,
the problem is you're not going fishing. You're in Berea. It does like a fisherman's hat doesn't look all that professional. Now I hate to be that guy because I'm wearing an Avengers shirt and I'm a 39-year-old man wearing a backwards ball cap. So I clearly, but like that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Reporters are held to a different regard.
That is true,
Mac.
See, the other part too for Daryl is that I feel like if he tried to go with your backwards hat style, the problem is that he definitely would get sunburned, and then he would have the permanent hat sunburn tan on his forehead.
I don't even think that's in the top five of the problems with Daryl's with hats, though. I think that's
also fair.
It's the size of the head. Like, not a shot, but he could.
Yeah. By the way, We know on the show when you say not a shot, it almost certainly is a shot. But go ahead.
If he were to go with like the fitted backwards cap, like the look that looks good on Nick,
yeah, that's safe.
He could probably pull one off like the youth rack.
Yeah, he does have a tiny dome too. Yeah, that's a really good point.
So it just wouldn't look right.
I also think it's the shape. So two other things. Yeah, look at the face and how the face is framed by the hat. We can only work with so much here. And the other one is just like, what is your dome shape like? Like, this is why you like I have receding hair and I have a little bit of bald spot on the back. I'm not shaving my head because I wouldn't look good with it. There are just certain, like, there are certain people who don't look good in hats, and there are certain people who don't look good bald. I'm one of them. So I either got to go to Turkey and cough up some money, get a little Turkish hair stamp there, or just got to wear a ball cap all the time.
Ball cap's a good look. I like it.
I mean, you're saying that because I'm right here.
No, but
I'm sure because when you're with your...
You could pull it off, though, is the thing. Like,
I've normalized it to a point that everyone's like, well, it's a part of his look. It doesn't matter how good it looks.
But no, because the thing is like, even if Daryl committed to the backwards ball cap, the way that you have committed, it's not going to...
It's a really good point.
Yeah, like, it's never going to gel for him.
I also think, here's something that we're showcasing in real time here. You and I don't know a lot about hats. We've mentioned like three hat ideas here, right? We've mentioned like the old-timey fedoras. We've mentioned bucket hats. We've mentioned fisherman hats. And we mentioned baseball caps. Like,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I will say, I don't know that we're the guys to help him decide this. In fairness, like, I'm looking at types of hats right now. Like, the old the newsboy caps, they would not have that. No. He would look like somebody that would be hanging out at a jazz club and get kicked out for looking too much. You know what I mean?
Or like the guy in the old timey films that's standing on the corner handing out newspapers.
Yeah. And Daryl's Daryl's too old for that. I thought about it and I was like, he said worse things. He's made fat jokes about me. I can make a you're older than me and you're too old to wear that kind of hat.
That's kind of the issue with the bucket hat as well.
Yeah, bucket hats, right? Well, I mean, old dudes wear bucket hats, but that's a sign that they've given up.
Right.
And Daryl can't give up. He's got too much time to kind of be a professional and whatnot.
See, the other thing too is that I've seen other hats before that are like, you have the solar panels on the hat in order to charge your phone. I could see Daryl trying to go down that road.
Oh, he would not survive that.
A gadget hat?
I would.
A gadget hat.
I would. Oh, a gadget hat. I would. I'm. I might force him to quit
about his phone. He's always complaining about his phone being dead in Berea. It would alleviate a lot of his problems there, Mac, if you could just build a USB-C charger into that bad boy and plug it right in.
What about a straw hat? Has that got too much of a connotation from a bygone era that we don't want to talk about?
Straw hats are a rough pull. I think a straw hat, and I think of like farming.
What about a visor?
Not covering the Browns.
Ooh. What about like a golf hat, visor hat? Because he's got a good head of lettuce. He can still do the lettuce thing, and then he protects the face. I think it's a little bit of, and it's kind of like a nerdier, sometimes golf douche kind of look right there that I think he could really pull off.
And like a journalistic type, like you could look professional in a visor.
Okay, professional adjacent. I think that's the bet. I don't think there's anything about visor. Maybe college football coaches have made a little glow up here.
That is true.
I don't know how to say professional, but I don't think it looks unprofessional.
Right. I think it's like in the journalism field, I think a visor is professional. Like if you were to sit down, like if you were outside with a journalist that was writing a feature story on you and your career in radio, and you were out at the park that you walked at today, and the journalist showed up in a visor, I don't think you would think that that's an appropriate attire for the journalist to be wearing. I feel like
I'm pretty judgy. I'd probably be like, what the hell's up with that hat? You know me, I can't resist whatever the elephant in the room is, or whatever somebody doesn't want to talk about is the first thing that I want to talk about. Was I too rough on you today?
I had a good time.
Try to look at some of these other hats. Oh, beret. Can you imagine Daryl on beret?
We.
So Queen Sean.
We got to send him to London and just send him in a...
Chador, your throw. It was magnificent. It's not great. What happened?
That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah.
However, it's hard for me to see a world where he gives Chador a compliment.
That's true.
I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
Chador, I used to think you were a caca, but now with this hat, I have to say you've opened my eyes.
The speeding tickets made me much upset.
I also go 101 in a 60. Ha ha.
You turned into Dracula at the end there.
Yeah. No one said we could hold a great accent. What
a disaster.
What hat should Daryl Ryder wear out of camp? I'm seeing all these ones. Wide brim hat, hilarious. Cocktail hat, that has another connotation.
Bowler hat.
No, Daryl's not a bowler hat guy.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my! It's like a Three Stooges hat. It's from like the 1930s.
No, not that. Not that. Nobody could wear that. Nobody's a bowler hat guy. Not anymore.
A Cossack hat. Here's Daryl straight from Serbia to give us the Browns report. John Fanta in 5 minutes talking hats on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.